fan, because, you know, I'll let you paint yourself in that light if you want, but during the Vikings' end of season run and postseason run up to that NFC title game, watching NFL Network, let's just put it this way, there were a lot of glowing Peter Schrager related comments involving the Vikings.
There was something special about the team. I kind of like did a couple games during the season, right? I did week 3 against the Buccaneers, did week 4 I think against the Lions. I was a sideline reporter for Fox. And I kind of, I mean, look, I'm not a fan of any of the teams, and I'm also a fan of all 32 teams because I'm an impartial guy. But I got kind of caught up, and then the fact that there might have been a Super Bowl at home, it was a unique deal. We were going to be doing the show from Minnesota. A lot of things were at play. Yeah. And quite frankly, I like the players and the coaches. Yeah. So I got captivated. I got kind of caught up in it. And then trust me, fans of the Saints, fans of the Eagles, they were none too pleased that I was basically wearing purple on the show. Yeah.
Well, and also you're working with Nate Burleson, who granted had that time with Seattle, but he came into the league from Nevada, Reno with the Minnesota Vikings. And I would imagine with Nate, the Minnesota Vikings franchise is deeply rooted within his football-loving soul.
He says 31 teams passed on him in the draft. Third round, the Vikings took a shot on him. But Nate got oddly sentimental during Super Bowl week, seeing all the Vikings fans. And I was feeling, because like Vikings fans out of the woodwork are like, you were my favorite player, and it was you and Randy Moss, and it was you and Moeldy Moore. And like, you know, Nate, to get that love, he enjoyed that Super Bowl week a lot.
With Good Morning Football on NFL Network, the show's very good. Kay Adams with the host, and then the rest of you guys contributing. But like, what do you look to accomplish with that show? Clearly, having fun matters a lot.
That means a lot to us. And you know, Chris Collinsworth, name drop, came on our show and said basically, you guys have fun with football. Football should be fun. And we all looked at each other and we're like, that's a pretty good mantra, right? Like, football should be fun. And I'm not knocking ESPN or any other competitors, but I'll be honest, we're not looking to cause drama and discuss drama, and that does have an audience where people want to debate about a lot of the issues around the league and, you know, some of the stuff that's been plaguing the NFL. But we talked about the games mostly, and we talked about the players, and we talked about the practices, and we talked about the free agent acquisition. Like, we're pretty much the show that you're going to watch and smile and get updates on what's going on around the league. And if you have some, you know, viewpoints and opinions about social stuff and all that, we're there for it, but it's not really our top priority.
NFL Network's Peter Schrager also works sidelines for Fox's football coverage. Any steadfast opinions on the Vikings 2018 quarterback situation?
Yeah.
What is it? You want to make a prediction or offer an opinion?
Cousins' deal is interesting because he's got multiple suitors, right? Like, we usually go down this road and we re-up the quarterback 3 years early, and you never have to deal with it if you're a franchise guy. I was told that the last time a quarterback of this caliber was a true free agent, because Peyton Manning was coming off an injury. It wasn't really so pure as
likewise
that.
Likewise for Breeze.
Yeah. Was Breeze, and it was the injury
kind of,
he had a shoulder, but it kind of revealed itself worse as it was during the whole free agent process, where the Saints and the Dolphins are both in it. This guy's got three teams that legitimately are in the runnings, and the Vikings are one of them right now. I'll tell you that. I know there's been denials, and yesterday Zim came on, but like, the Vikings are in the conversation. I know it from both sides, and Vikings are, the Jets are, and the Broncos are, and then the Cardinals are this kind of wild card. And what do you want, and how often do you get to pick where you want, kind of name your price? It's a very rare deal. And from what I'm being told, and I've said it on our show and I've tweeted it, short-term deal, 3 or 4 years, most of it, if not all of it, guaranteed, which
I
is
like
unheard
that.
Of. Yeah. I mean, it's unheard of. It's unprecedented. But when you have multiple suitors, you can kind of pick and call your shots. Now, what's that mean? I think the Jets are going to be willing to pay him whatever he wants, but that's not a competitor tomorrow. I think the Broncos, Elway has a lot of sway and is kind of that guy in the room where it's like, hey, I'm John Elway. But the Vikings have the best team, top to bottom, on the field and is built to win tomorrow. And if that's what he values most, the Vikings should be a team he strongly considers.
Peter, from a Viking standpoint, when Bradford had that NFC Offensive Player of the Week game against the Saints, then he had the weird knee.
Yep.
Then he comes back for Chicago. It doesn't work out. Keenum's back in. It's Keenum's job the rest of the way. Did you have to embrace the Case Keenum performances? Did they catch you off guard? What did you think of his season?
Yes, I did, because I did a lot of Rams games with Fox. You know, I'm not on the A-team with Fox, so I did a lot of Rams-Cardinals when I was coming up in this thing, and a lot of Case Keenum. And I saw a lot of Case Keenum, and there was a lot of ups and downs with Case Keenum. So it was kind of one of those, well, fool me once, fool me twice with Case. Yeah. And then all of a sudden, week after week, he was getting better and better. That Thanksgiving game, he played his butt off.
Yeah.
He played as well as anyone, and I think by the time we got to the playoffs, everyone was pretty much convinced he was an MVP candidate. He played tremendous. But is Case Keenum from 2017 ever going to be better than that?
Yeah.
And are you ever going to win a Super Bowl with Case Keenum? I got to think long and hard. I'm not sure you do.
The Vikings have a running back they found in the third round from Georgia Southern named Jerick McKinnon. And, you know, despite Adrian Peterson being here, Dalvin Cook being here, Latavius Murray scoring a bunch of touchdowns, Jerick has just fit in on and off the field beautifully. He's an unrestricted free agent. You know, I would guess the Vikings would like to have him back. But from what you know around the league, do you think there will be great interest in Jerick McKinnon?
It's amazing because next year the Vikings have Diggs and Hunter and all these big names and the two linebackers. This year, Jerick McKinnon is maybe your most important free agent. And I will tell you this, there are at least three teams who I've spoken to during this week that have circled him as the running back slash wide receiver slash special teams that they are circling. So I think Jerick McKinnon is going to get a lot more money and a lot more interest than maybe the average fan would expect. Every year in free agency, there's that guy who signs the first day, and you're like, really? That guy got that? That could be Jerick McKinnon. And I'm not sure the Vikings are going to be able to keep him because the price tag might keep on going up.
A lot of changes in the NFC North with, you know, the Green Bay Packers with coordinators and the general manager. Matt Patricia goes to Detroit. Matt Nagy is with Chicago. You know, meanwhile, the Vikings have replaced Pat Shurmur with John DeFilippo, and there just has been more stability with the Vikings within the division this offseason. Do you think that's an advantage in a game where people crave routine?
Yes, but the biggest development of the offseason is number 12 in Green Bay being back, right? So, like, you can bring back an entire Super Bowl roster with every – but if you bring back Aaron Rodgers, it's almost the equalizer. So, to me, those teams all got better. The Bears are going to be better this year. They're going to pick up guys in free agency. They're going to draft offensive players. That coach is going to get more out of the offense. The Lions have a new coach. At the very least, the defense is going to be improved. And then, obviously, Aaron Rodgers is an upgrade from Brett Hundley. So to me, all the stability in the world and bringing back guys and not losing free agents, it's a different deal. The Vikings had a great advantage last year with Aaron Rodgers being out. Of course, they were the ones who knocked him out, so it's not like it was anything against them. So it's going to be a great year in the NFC North.